Proclamation number 5439 of 15th of July, 1952. The training of teachers by God Himself. Servants. I need many servants and handmaidens, for my vineyard is large and there is much work to be done. Yet I can only employ willing servants who are devoted wholeheartedly to me for this work, servants who fulfill my will in everything, who only abide by their master's instructions, since I alone know what work has to be done in order to be successful. Whoever acts arbitrarily is not suitable for my vineyard work, nor does he do me any service by doing so. Instead, he is far more likely to spoil what was still good before. In everything you, my servants and handmaidens, ought to fulfill my will and thus abide by what is clearly recognizable to you as my will. You ought to lovingly proclaim to your fellow human beings the gospel which you have received from me. But for this work I train my teachers myself. And thus only those shall teach whom my wisdom has recognized as suitable for it and whom my love has put into the degree of knowledge that they can teach now on my behalf. Although every person is able to preach love, I want people to gain a degree of knowledge through you, whom I therefore send out into the world. It goes without saying that they can only gain this knowledge if they fulfill my commandments of love, yet the knowledge of the correlations shall also be made accessible to people so that they'll learn to love me and thus also fulfill my commandments of their own accord. The meaning and purpose of the earthly life shall be explained to people. They shall know why they are on earth and what they should do in order to successfully live their earthly life. They shall know about the correlation of everything created, to which they themselves belong, together with me. From this knowledge they shall come to a realization which will yield them blessings for their soul. I want you, my servants, to instruct people so that the truth will be brought close to them, because they live in the midst of error and lies and therefore lack all knowledge which would influence their way of life for the better. But in order for you to be able to carry out such an instructional activity for your fellow human beings also presupposes corresponding knowledge on your part, and therefore only someone who has received this knowledge from me myself is suitable for it. Only someone who has been given light by me can be a bearer of light himself, and this is vineyard work of utmost importance, for the activity of such a worker is a weeding out of weeds, so to speak, a cultivating of the field into which the good seed is then to be planted. A preparing of the human heart for the reception of my word, which I myself convey to the earth. Much work is still to be done, and therefore I accept everyone as a servant who makes this word guided to earth his own, who receives it into his heart and, by wanting to serve me, likewise passes it on. The end is near and much land still lies fallow. Countless laborers are still needed, yet they should not act on their own authority but always await my instruction which they will but feel in their hearts, if they are willing to carry out the proper vineyard work for me. To spread my pure word, which I only convey to earth because people are without knowledge, without proper understanding, and because I pity them in their own spiritual darkness, I therefore send messengers towards them for this reason, who are to bring the gospel to them in my name, the pure divine teaching of love, which alone shows them the path to eternal life. Amen.